ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin' wild!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Jody Havnot.
Hey, Kiss Army.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
It was a glorious summer in Oxford when I met Freddie Cavendish, the most remarkable man I've met, whose friendship changed my life forever.
Man, that was really good.
That was pretty nice, Andrew.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It is a strange tradition, but I do dig it.
Yeah,
it
man, I have to have something different every week. It's kind of like the beginning of The Simpsons.
Hopefully it's not deteriorating and then just...
You always surprise me, man.
Yeah, people love it. People love it. Thank you guys for listening to the show last week. We really appreciate it. If you have not heard any of our other shows previous to this, go back. Listen. Just start from where Jody and Andrew and I started the show. Everything else before that sucks. Okay, so...
No, I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. But it's the fun stuff when we're all together.
I think we should bring back, like, Lee once in a while and, you know, Rick.
Oh, I'll work it out.
It'd be cool, you know, guest spots.
It'd be different, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
If you've never listened to our show, let me tell you what the deal is. We usually... If there's Kiss news, we take that and we talk about it in our show the week after it happens. There really wasn't a whole lot this past week other than, you know, people were posting really old interviews, and I was like, we're not going to talk about this. So I went looking, and sure enough, it's Eric Singer's birthday this week.
Right.
Yeah, man. The cat man.
Like C-A-T-M-A-N.
And I'm only saying that because it'll aggravate some people who don't have a sense of
humor. I was debating saying that
the one and only true. Yeah.
You know, and just for the record, we are very pro new Kiss here, in case you don't know. And
pro all Kiss.
All Kiss.
Every lineup.
Yeah, every lineup.
Bit of it.
And that includes Mr. Eric Singer. And anyway. So, you know, we wanted to talk about Eric and do a top five songs that he played on, right?
You could do that, sure.
Okay. And also, and that's going to be live and studio. Cool. One of the cool things that I wanted to do was, I want to tell you how I first saw Eric Singer, and then maybe you guys have a story.
What, Badlands?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, Badlands. I'll never forget. I watched Dreams in the Dark, you know, the video. And
right.
And when he was playing the cymbals, he was coming up under one cymbal and going and hitting the other cymbal on top. And I remember going, wow, that's totally unique and amazing, and I love it. And then when he got into Kiss, I hadn't seen the Toad, the show at Toad's that Paul Stanley had done. So I wasn't aware of who Eric Singer was. You know, he played on that solo tour.
Right.
And as soon as I saw him, though, in the picture, I was like, holy shit, that's the guy from Badlands. And I was really excited about it because I knew, A, he had a really heavy foot, and B, he was a showman.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Anyway, so that really, you know, excited me, and I wasn't, you know, at all disappointed to have him in the band. I always felt like
he's like the perfect fit.
Perfect
if you could have
fit.
Eric Carr.
He was an Eric Carr.
Yeah, but like a little more technical.
Yeah, and you know, I went online to look and see what, you know, all the bands that he's played with and stuff. And of course, it's Wikipedia, so you know you can't tell if everyone is true. But it says Kiss, Alice Cooper, ESP, Avantasia, Lita Ford, Gary Moore, Black Sabbath, Badlands, Brian May, Seventh Wonder, Gilby Clark, The Cult, another one of my favorite bands, and Warren DeMartini. You know, Warren DeMartini is pretty badass, actually.
Yeah, that's a dude from Rat,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, he could play.
He could play. Anyway, it says that his birthday is May 12th, and he's 56 now. So when this show comes out, his birthday will be tomorrow. And happy birthday. He'll be 57 years old. That's old. I can't. I can only say that now. It's not really that old. 57. He's,
look at him compared to Paul or Gene.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Or Larry King.
Right.
It's just so weird that I was watching Larry King today, and it's like, then you mention it. Why would you mention Larry King?
Because he's a dinosaur.
I know, but it's just so... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just so bizarre that you mentioned him.
Freaky.
It is.
Kingosaurus Rex.
I was watching an interview where he was interviewing Sean Astin about Goonies 2.
Goonies 2. I can't believe there's going to be a part 2.
No, I don't care. It's just too weird that you mentioned him. Anyway, I'm going to move forward. So I'm in the Matrix. Okay, so... all right, so
unplug me.
So, you're in the Psy.
Yeah.
The Psycho Circus.
Yeah, that's true. So
Psycho Circus.
Wow.
You're working on that falsetto. That's nice.
Thank you.
So
2.0, here you come.
Yes.
Now we're talking. Like 40 pounds.
If you get in 2.0, I want backstage passes.
Hell
when
yes.
To St. Louis.
And you got to keep doing the show.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, you gotta be on the show still. That's
the
first.
The one and true second demon.
Oh, so you're gonna be Gene.
You'd be a bass player.
Oh, no, I wanna slap at a bass, man.
So, Jody, your first experience with seeing Eric Singer was Badlands as well?
Yeah. They were opening up for Tesla.
Oh.
Went down with my friend Mike. They were playing at this... it was like a state fair back sometime in the early, late 80s. Them, it was Badlands, Tesla, and I think Great White.
Wow.
Which was, you know, Badlands to me was the best thing going that night, honestly.
Jakey Lee, so.
Yeah, Jakey Lee actually played with a fucking cast on his leg that night.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool, but he was still just like, he still put on a great show. I was like, holy shit.
It's so crazy that we've both seen a show where somebody in the band had a broken leg. Don Dokken.
Really?
Yeah, Dokken was playing here, and he apparently the day before he had an accident on like a Sea-Doo or something, broke his leg, and while he was on stage, he was sitting there with a cast and talking about how he was on painkillers.
Wow. It was you gotta be doing some fucked up shit to break your leg on a Sea-Doo. Right? I mean, that's on water, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's a pretty... You could have a pretty vicious crash.
I guess if you crash into someone else or something.
Maybe.
But I was just thinking maybe he fell off and... I don't know.
Yeah, broken leg or something. It was something bad with the leg. He had it all casted up and he was sitting down. So it wasn't really... So it was still cool, but...
Hey,
I
man, that's
say,
unfortunate.
I want to say Reb Beach was in the band. Not
in Dokken?
Yeah, George...
Really?
I think it was Reb Beach, and George Lynch wasn't with him anymore at that point.
Wow!
But the guy that played bass in the band was also in that band with Marky Mark, you know, in that movie Rockstar.
Oh yeah.
What was his name?
Dirk Diggler.
Yes, Dirk Diggler. All right. Okay.
I don't know.
Way off. Okay. So, what's your name again, Andrew?
Canadius Maximus.
Canadius, yeah. What is
that's,
what was
that's
your?
That's my name and my GWAR tribute band, Canadian GWAR tribute band.
Canadius Maximus.
I think we just found your niche there. There needs to be
a Canadian GWAR tribute band.
Yeah.
Well, I got so many projects going on, and I got to do that that power violence band, Fleshlight Street Fight.
Right. Krusty Muffin solo record.
Oh yeah, the Krusty Muffin and Friends.
Right, it's being released in Birmingham.
Birmingham exclusively.
Okay. Oh my god.
Sorry.
We're all crazy today.
Sorry.
What was your first experience hearing Eric Singer or seeing him?
Well, first experience seeing him was at. Music store taking lessons, and I walk out and I see an old Pearl Drum poster, and I saw big blonde hair. One of the guys was Eric Singer from Kiss, and that's just me just getting into Kiss.
Right.
So like I didn't know many of the past members. Just like, who the hell is this guy? Because I don't remember anything about like a blonde drummer. So that was really my first exposure to him.
Right.
And then I think first time hearing him really was probably Rock the Nation DVD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because for a while it went, obviously, you wanted the best, you got the best, then Symphony, but Peter was with them for Symphony, so I was listening to those two for quite a bit, then getting into the catalog, and then later, like, I want to say 2007 or so, Rock the Nation came out, and yeah, then I look on the back, and it said Peter, it's Eric, so that's my first exposure hearing him, I believe.
Wow, pretty cool.
Then obviously you get back into like Revenge and whatnot, and then seeing them live on the Sonic Boom tour.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but he also played with Olivia Newton-John.
I did not know that either.
I didn't know that.
And there's a video for a song called Culture Shock, and if you watch it, they show him quite a bit. The year,
what year? Yeah,
I'm not really sure what year it is, but it's definitely like 1984 or so.
Okay, so coming hot off of like Physical and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, and
nice.
If you watch the setup, the video, it actually looks like you know, Prince did like 1999 and Little Red Corvette on like the same set, it's like a set with the band behind them, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looks a lot like that. And if you want to know, I can tell you this: the minute you see it. The minute you see the video and they show Eric Singer, you know it's him because it's all flash. He's playing and they're spinning sticks and pointing at the camera and doing all this stuff. But I actually have the recording here. I'm going to put it into my microphone and we're going to listen to it a little bit. Okay, here we go. Now, I know you guys can't hear that, but
I can hear a little bit of it.
It's all right. My erection's serving me well.
Anyway, that is just
so
really terrible. It's all
guitars. I'd have to say that's not really Eric playing. He probably just
No, he did the video.
That's totally a drum machine.
It was
80s style.
But you know, and you know, but I'll tell you this: they cut to him in the video more than a dozen times.
Did he have the long blonde hair?
Long blonde hair, and it was all standing up.
He's so sweet with his get back stare.
He looks like Jim Gillette.
He does, yeah, exactly. But the name of the song is Culture Shock, and you can definitely find it on the tube, YouTube.
YouTube it. I'm going to do that when we get finished here, I guess.
YouTube, my tube, new tube, any tube.
Yes.
Tubes.
The tubes. All right, so let's see. So, and you know, Eric Singer, you know, he's been the Catman for a while now. I remember my friend Lee, the Goddess of Thunder. I went to her house, and as soon as you opened the door, there was like a wanted poster of him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a wanted poster from the old West, you know.
Cool.
And it said. Eric Singer wanted for impersonating an icon, you know.
Oh boy!
Yeah, that was the first time I ever saw it and realized that people had a problem with it, because I didn't have a problem with it. I was like, just whatever, you know. Peter's not in the band; somebody else is. And
at least it was someone that was already in the band, you know.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Previously,
yeah. And I have even seen online every once in a while somebody will have one of those posters for sale, and Eric's even signed it, which shows that he's got a pretty good sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Right.
If I was him, I wouldn't care either. I'd be like, psh, I'm in the band.
Yeah.
Right. Who wouldn't take that gig?
Yeah. I know we've beat that to death, but.
Yeah, we have. Don't get us wrong, man. I love the original Kiss more than the modern day Kiss, but I still love the modern Kiss.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, so, and I'm really glad that he, you know, he was, you know, when you read Paul Stanley's book, there's some really deep shit about Eric Carr and Eric Singer, you know, where Eric, after
he did his solo tour, yeah, Eric was like all tripping, like, this dude's going to take my spot.
He said that Eric walked right up to Eric Singer and said, one day you're going to take my place in Kiss.
Yeah.
And he was right. But, I mean, he was, you know, but if I remember correctly, Paul was like, what the hell are you talking about, you know? You know,
yeah,
that's
supposedly the... Eric really had a big problem being, the replacement drummer.
Yeah.
And then once Paul didn't pick him to do the solo tour, he was really hurt by that, according to Paul's book. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know the.
But I mean, why would you do a solo tour with half of Kiss?
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
Makes way more sense to bring on Bob and like just Eric, who was a killer drummer. I don't know who. I don't remember who was playing bass. Do you guys?
I don't know, but I can't remember who played bass.
Are those flowers from the keyboardist, or are those for me?
Was it the keyboard player? He actually like did some work with Kiss, I think.
Is that the guy that went on like Crazy Nights and stuff? I can't think of his name.
He played from underneath the stage.
Yeah, what was his name? He's been on the Decibel Geek podcast. I can't think of his fucking name, though.
Chris Sinzak, tell us who the fuck it was.
And yell at us for not knowing.
Yes, I feel really bad right now. Anyway, so let's talk about Eric Carr's, contribution.
Eric Singer,
son of a bitch. Aw, now I got Eric Carr. Yeah,
we got this new drummer. He's fantastic. Give it up for Eric Singer.
The greatest thing about Eric Singer is I feel like he is the best Kiss drummer out of all of them. I felt like not only was he a really good drummer, but he also had a lot of style and flash, which fit Kiss, you know, very well. I don't know why they had him firing off that, you know, that bazooka in the show.
Oh, man, a bazooka. That thing was ridiculous.
I was hoping it was like one of those T-shirt or hot dog guns that you see at the baseball games. So I was like, yeah, I'm kind of hungry now.
They shoot hot dogs?
They did one year at a Blue Jays game, like when I was five.
Slapping people in the face with like hot dogs.
Yeah, well, they got rid of that because of
that. That is the funniest thing.
After it killed a little girl.
That is insane.
No, I don't know. You didn't have that in the U.S.?
Like, check this
out. No, man, check this out. A big relish.
Relish, then mustard.
Oh, then Gene vomits ketchup on the hot dog.
Right. Paul's, like, flying over, dropping off buns to people in the audience.
Oh, my God. I was drinking something, and when you started talking, I swallowed as fast as I could because I was afraid I was going to spew everywhere.
What the heck?
If you're going to spew into this.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, okay. So, favorite Eric Singer songs that he played on, and how many you want to do? Three or five? Let's do three.
Okay.
I'll start. Number three for me is the live version of Creatures of the Night.
Nice. Off Live 3?
Yeah. His kick drum is amazing. He really, I mean, he's a badass already, but I really enjoy his kick.
Although it's nitpicking, but something about the way they recorded snare drums in the 90s, just that Alive 3 bugged me. I don't know what it is.
It was probably added later anyway.
Yes. Well, something about it, you know, just... Like, the kick sounded good, but something about that snare on Alive 3 just bugs the shit out of me. Still not as bad as Lars Ulrich in St. Anger.
Oh, my God. I didn't even...
Pop, pop, pop,
is that really a record?
Yeah. Oh, and on a side note, I'm going to have to give props to Kirk Hammett, only because he taught... Wait. Only because he taught Gary Holt how to play guitar, who is the greatest fucking thrasher of all time.
There Gary Holt?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never from Exodus? You never heard of...
Oh, yeah, I've heard you talk about him. I never listened to Exodus, really.
If you're wondering why he's giving props to the better of the two guitar players...
I settled this, man. I told you guys,
I was trying to make peace, and now you're just...
If you go listen to the Strange Ways episode where we celebrated Ace Frehley's birthday, Andrew and I went on for probably 2 hours, and it had to get cut down about who's the better guitar player. And I will tell you, I have two posters for Andrew that I'm waiting to send him. And this week, I was going through all the posters, and I was like, well, what the hell else in here do I have that I could send Andrew? And I came across a Dean Dave Mustaine poster.
Yes.
And of course, I saved it. And I also came across a Dimebag Darrell.
Ooh.
And I saved that as well. So as soon as I can get the money to mail something to fucking Canada, which is like four times as much as.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway,
about that.
It's okay.
I'll reimburse you.
I have these posters. Anyway, okay, so
I want my Michael Amott.
Okay, number three for who? Which one of you guys wants to go?
Go ahead, Andrew.
Thanks. A little bit of Unholy.
Yes, that's my number two.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's a killer. I mean, that's killer. I really enjoy that, and it's a good song. So, why do you like it, Andrew?
Well, it's a rarity because that's a Gene opener
on a record.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool, but just you know, as I get older, I realize it's them trying just a tad bit too hard and taking themselves a little too seriously in that, trying to be evil when they're not. But it's a killer song, though. It sounds great.
What are you talking about? Kiss is evil?
Yeah, man. Didn't you see Paul's dance? He took the X and Sex dance and then turned it into an inverted cross. Dance.
Yeah, oh, man.
Ooh, scary and evil. Ooh. It's been a strange week for me, fellas. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
You know what my number three is? You all know?
I do.
You guys would never guess this, but I'm going with Back to the Stone Age off of Monster.
Wow. Ooh.
Dude, I was listening to it today just thinking, because we found out that we were going to do this list today, so I'm listening to shit. And dude, Eric is tearing shit up on that song. Have you heard it in a while?
No.
Dude, check it out. He's fucking ripping it. And, you know, it's probably the best Gene song on Monster, I'd have to say. My first pick was, I actually had Shout Mercy, but then I was listening, and he doesn't do as much cool drumming on Shout Mercy, even though I like the song better. But what he does on Back to the Stone Age is fucking awesome. So check it out, man. Give it another listen.
Yeah, everybody should. You know,
Monster is underrated.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Everyone always talks about how they want this raw Kiss album. Well, Monster's
got
pretty,
it.
It's raw, dude.
The only thing that bugs me is that the label looks a lot like the beverage Monster. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a bit of a conspiracy.
It's a corny like album cover. To be certain, but it's a great album.
That's what like turns people off from it too.
Well, yeah, it's hard to compete with like how their old records were so iconic, the covers, you know.
Yeah.
And now they just kind of throw something together and put it out. It seems like.
What, bam? Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, being a little weird tonight. Well, I guess that's normal. Never mind.
It's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that. I did call my mom, though.
Right on.
Yeah, I make sure of that. And okay, so, you know, we're already at my number one. So my number one is, and it's the secret tune, God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
I love that.
Which he played drums on, and Eric Carr did the video.
Right.
Wait, really, you love that, Jody?
I do. Well, I love what Eric did on it.
Oh, okay, because I remember the first episode of Strange Ways, I said I love that song, and you said, I had never been a fan of that song.
No, but his drumming where he's like, ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Like triplets. Yeah. You get a lot of triplets in Kiss before Eric Singer, you know?
It's true. But, you know, and the song's really good, and one of the reasons why I really enjoy it is you could totally believe Eric Carr played that.
Yeah, but you know what? After hearing all the stuff I've heard about the timing of that, it kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. They couldn't wait for him, you know? He's in the fucking hospital, and they're like, oh, well, we're going to go ahead and get in the studio anyway. I think it's kind of bogus, man. You know, like they weren't in that much demand where they just had to move on and soldier forward.
Why don't they just do like more legs of a Hot in the Shade tour or just like a summer tour just for the hell of it?
I think they should have just took a break and been by their fucking friend's side.
That's true, yeah.
If my drummer's in the hospital dying, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be in a studio with some new drummer already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
should have waited.
That's how I am.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
I understand
how,
it's
that's,
a business,
yeah.
But still...
That's
they
how,
weren't.
That's how most people are.
It just left a bad taste in my mouth, even though I do like what he played on the song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I Just Wanna.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that one coming.
Yes, you did.
I know you like that one, even though I can't fucking stand that one.
I know you can't stand it either.
it's the live version is so overdubbed.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm probably going to have to pick that if over at the studio.
I think they should have just said fuck instead of this pho business.
Yeah, live.
They should have said shit
live?
Instead of spit.
Yeah, same thing with spit and shit. Yeah. I don't know. I think both of those songs are throwaways, but I dig that you like it, Andrew.
Thank you.
And your number one, Jodai.
I don't even think I've given you my number two yet.
Oh, really? Go give us number two and number one.
Number two for me is Going Blind off Unplugged.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
He's really killing it.
Picked an Unplugged one.
Drums-wise, that's like, he's really rocking that one, I think. And, you know, his harmonies during the chorus that he pulls off while he's playing all these killer fills.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive,
man.
He can
sing, man.
I know. It's great.
What's that
song? He's probably the best vocalist they've had as far as harmonies.
What's that song?
Oh, hell yeah.
Off of the Love of Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I haven't listened to that album in a while. I really need to go back and listen to it. I heard it on the radio, man.
Really?
Here, yeah. I was at band practice, and somebody pulled up and was like, listen to what's on the radio here. And we're like, get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he could sing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not sure how I feel about him singing Beth, you know, live. Like, I've seen it a few times now.
Just rather not see
I know. You should leave that to Peter Criss.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessary. The fans aren't going to miss Beth.
Nah.
And I guess on the last tour, I can't remember him doing it, so I guess they dropped that, and they dropped Shock Me. But
yeah, he did it on Sonic Boom Tour.
Some songs are just too signature Peter or Ace.
Yeah, not that he sang it bad. He didn't sing it bad. It's just,
I don't want to hear Beth at all.
I don't want to hear Beth even if they have Peter.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And we did get your number one, right, Jody? And number two?
You got my number two. Did you? I don't think we got
Andrew's
number
one. Oh, no, you got
number one.
Andrew, what was your number one, Andrew?
My number one is Black Diamond, the second time I saw them in Toronto.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's just an awesome song.
Mm-hmm. But just like obviously his drumming was spectacular, but just his vocals blew me away.
He definitely could sing, man.
Yeah, that's one
in
of the
two
things.
Ways about it.
That's one of the few things that like really sticks out. Like I can remember the concert somewhat, but like just him singing the chorus, just like I'll never forget that. I don't know, it's like one of those things that stuck with me way after.
That's cool.
And yeah, it's just a great moment, great concert moment for me too, and that's it's my top performance of him, I think.
Right on.
It's my top song for him.
It's an awesome song. It's just, you know, one of those ones that you want to hear.
Yeah, the runner up would be Say Yeah Live 2, because his vocals were actually louder than Paul's for the chorus.
I actually had that on my list because I thought we were doing five.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right.
Well, I had a runner-up, so maybe you can have more.
I dig that one, too.
And what's yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my number one is I Still Love You off of Live 3.
Nice.
Not that Eric's really showcasing his drumming that much, but I've just always dug that song. He played it, so
yeah, there you go.
That version.
That's fine. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, he does do some pretty cool fills on it, but that, you know, Paul really shines on that song, and you know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul.
Paul.
Paul is God.
Something. The Star Child.
The Star Child. Okay, so this was the Eric Singer birthday show. And
yay, happy birthday.
Doyle.
Baca.
Right?
What's that?
Doyle.
Yeah.
That's his middle name.
Mensinger.
Yeah, Eric Doyle Mensinger.
Eat it like a piece of cake. Birthday cake.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And anyway, and I'm sure
there's
he's listening.
There's this great
listening.
Band called
so,
the Mensingers.
Happy birthday, Eric. We love you here at Podcast Rock City. We wish you're on tour and you couldn't come on, and that's understandable.
Yeah. I wanted to ask him if he got any play from Lita.
Oh, yeah, that's... Well, yeah, that would have been a great... it would have been a lot of fun to ask that one. I'll tell you one of the things. On the cruises, he's everywhere. He's constantly going around. He has his own picks, and he's always throwing them out, and he's always hanging out with the kids. And, man, you know, he's every bit as popular to little kids as Peter was to little kids when we were kids, you know? I think that's pretty awesome. I wanted to talk to you guys real quick about iTunes. Make sure you go to iTunes and leave us a review. It would be appreciated. Also, you can message us email at podcastrockcity1. That's the number one. At gmail.com. Anyway. And we're also on Podomatic, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay, so... We did get some Ask Andrew questions, my favorite part of the show, from Australia. Last week I said, hey, I need some questions from Australia, and sure enough, you guys came through. But before we do that, I want to point out I did get another letter from somebody that goes by Waka Chaka, and this is what it says. It says...
Hi, Waka Chaka.
Yes, the email at the top. It says, ha ha, relax, it's not Paul's ass. Anyway.
Cool.
And, so, and they wrote us about how there's a link to a fanzine where basically it turns out that it's a girl's ass on the back of Creatures of the Night.
That makes me really happy.
Makes me happy, too. It's not Paul's or Jean's ass. It's actually a girl. And I will post the article to Facebook so you guys could go and read it.
So I didn't lust after Paul's ass after all.
No, you did not.
All right.
Okay. So we got some questions, and two of them, let's see. They're really close to the same thing. So we're gonna put them together, okay? And basically, it's... all right, I'll read the first one, and then I'll read the second one. Stuart Bulk.
Hi, Stuart.
Stuart from Australia, thank you very much for...
Didn't you say you weren't going to use last names anymore?
Oh, well, he's happy.
Okay. Hi, Stuart.
From Melbourne, Australia. So his question is... I got lost. Oh, here it is.
The suspense is killing.
But he doesn't want just... Andrew to answer. He wants Jody and Joe to answer. That's me. It says, if you could time travel and see any Kiss show from the past, which would it be? It says, however, there's a second part to this. You can have any woman of your choice willing to go to the show, but the woman, either a musician or actress, must be somebody famous from that time period.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hold on, because I want to make sure that I say this right. And then... Okay. Paul Tapelis, I hope I said your name right.
Hi, Paul.
Also, from Melbourne, if you could travel back in time and attend any Kiss concert, from which tour would it be, including any show outside North America?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Good questions, man. Yeah. I'm digging it to this week.
Yeah. So, Andrew, because this is your Ask Andy. Show, you know, this is your segment, so you're going to go first. Mm-hmm. So we need a show at a place anytime in the future, past, whatever. Obviously past, because they haven't played in the future. And the woman you want to take.
Okay.
But she has to be from that time period,
right.
Okay, well, that's easy. It's going to be no surprises to people who know me, but still anticlimactic. It's probably, I want to see Kiss Symphony live.
Really?
Yeah.
In Australia, so yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and my date would be...
So what year was that? That was what year?
2003.
Yeah.
2003, and my date would be, anyone willing to go with me?
The list is huge.
Okay, Kirsten Dunst, but she still has to have red hair from Spider-Man.
All right. All right.
That's that time
period.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. What about you, Jody?
Oh, man, you know the show that I would love to go to, because it's always been kind of like very mysterious to me because it happened here in St. Louis, is 74 Keishi Kite Fest. It just looks so cool. It was like their first big show. There's 40,000 plus people. It's outside. There's no lights. There's no fire. There's none of that. It was just a young band that had to prove themselves to 40,000 rock fans, and they did that day, you know?
Wow.
And you've all seen the photos online, obviously.
Right, yeah.
I actually interviewed for Strange Ways. I interviewed this guy, Mark Close, who's a St. Louis DJ here. And he was there that day and picked up Kiss from the airport. And so I went over to Keishi and did this whole big interview with him. And my fucking Tascam lost it, so...
I remember that. You were
so
upset.
Yeah, it was
so
bogus. It was such a cool story. So I'm thinking about calling him again because... that anniversary is coming up again. I might just have to do it on the phone. But I still want to get that story. And I always thought that show would have been really cool to be at. Because they were virtually unknown. And there was 40,000 rock fans and Kiss won them over. With no fire, no lights. You know, just their marshals and makeup and a handful of kick-ass rock and roll tunes.
Wow.
And that rules to me, you know.
That does rule.
Plus, it's hometown thing and it's just... it's kind of like a legend around here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who would you take?
It's hard to think for me from any, like, famous people from 74 or whatever, but I think that Betty Page was still hot at that time, so I'm going to go with my girl Betty Page.
Yeah, Betty Page. Sweet.
I mean, one of the hottest women of all time. I'll take her.
For me, I would have liked to have been in Rio.
Ooh.
Nice.
I think that... I think it would have been awesome to stand, you know, that was their big, you know, at the time, I guess their biggest show, what was it, like 2.5 million people or something like that? I don't know.
A lot of babies were made.
Every time you hear them say the number, it changes. 147,000, 180,000, 200,000.
It was a definite sea of people, though, for
certain.
In
the video, it's intense. And
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there. And if I could have brought any girl, even though I would have been 12, at the time.
High five.
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm traveling back in time. So I mean now, I would have to be with Christy Brinkley.
Nice.
Christy Brinkley, you know.
Was smoking.
Looking like she did in Vacation.
Sorry, now I know who that is.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's...
You tell Andrew's a little younger than us.
Yeah, driving the Ferrari.
Just a bit.
I think it was a Ferrari, right, that she's driving?
This is Brinkley.
Another...
Oh, yeah, she comes speeding up in, like, that red Ferrari.
Oh,
my smoke.
God. Mm-hmm. She was...
Clark's like... why is he slapping a sandwich on his face?
Yeah,
though?
It's so funny. And then they find out that the dog peed on the...
Right.
Anyway, all right, so you guys out in Melbourne, you know our answer. Thank you so much for sending the questions in. We really appreciate that. This week, we're calling out another country, and that country is Canada.
Sweden.
Canada.
Canada.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Canadians.
We want your questions for Ask Andrew. He's one of yours. He's one of you. Where do you live, Andrew? Nobody
Canada.
Cares. No. What city do you live in?
Oakville, Ontario.
Okay, there you go. And so he's
it's
one
gonna
of
be
you...
like a bunch of questions. It's gonna be like, was that you looking through my window at 4 a.m?
And the answer is yes to every one of them,
yes.
You fucking perv.
Canadius Maximus.
Canadius. Anyway, you send
strange
that
little bot guy.
Question to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And we really appreciate you guys listening. Please go.
Roll call?
We really do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got a roll call. That is right. Jodi.
Okay. I wrote these all down. Let's see if you can read my chicken scratchings. All
right.
So about a half hour before the show, we just made a little post. Get some listeners some shout-outs, and here's what we got. We got Maria Star Meadows Blue Shepherd. She's from St. Louis and a Strange Ways alumni. So what's up, Maria?
How's it going, Maria?
Yeah. We got Joel Hebensperger.
How's it going, Joel?
Yeah. Jack Broad.
Hey, man.
Joseph Ciambelli,
yep.
Brian Schuler.
Joe Ciambelli posted online today, "Happy Mother's Day to all the women I got pregnant and had kids with."
I saw that.
He's like, two, I hope that's all. It's like so funny. Keep going, sorry.
He also had this great picture of him with this huge, I guess it was like an iguana. Did you see that one?
Yeah, man, that's his. He keeps it.
It's awesome.
I'm not sure. He'll tell you what it is in after he listens to the show. He shares the show every week. He listens every week. Thank you. We hung out on Kiss Cruise for him and his wife. They're amazing.
He had an awesome wrestler mask on.
Yeah, he was wearing a Gene Simmons wrestling mask. It was really cool.
That is cool. So what's up, Joe?
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right. Keep going.
We had Brian Schuler. We have Jess Overton. We do have Billy Wilson.
How's it going, Billy?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Thanks for listening. We got Chris Dahl. We got Brady Murphy, Greg Johnson, Chris Zinzak from our Decibel Geek podcast, like buddies.
Yes.
Came out a little awkward, but he's a really cool dude.
Yeah, and, he's really cool.
We all dig him and his show. So what's up, buddy? We got Bo Belaski, Wiro Jonia, D. Lawson, Eddie Moore, Paul Wozniak, that's the Woz.
How's it going, Woz?
We also have Jamie, I'm not sure how to pronounce this one. It's either Biles or Bales or Bailey's. So
that's okay. We love you.
We do love you. And thanks, everyone who listens. And I wanted to say a special thanks to all the Australian listeners. Thanks for coming through for us.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
It's pretty groovy. It's really cool.
Thank you, everyone listening.
If you're, you know, I'm really interested in this. If you're overseas and you're a soldier, like an American soldier or wherever you're from, and you're listening to this show, send us a message, man. I want to know. I see that's in the that people are listening in some countries that I'm like, really? But I'm really, you know, it, first of all, it's amazing. And we always are amazed every time I go down the list and I go, guys, we're being heard in China and Vietnam and, you know, Rio and Venezuela. You know, it's really crazy. You know, but if
you're Milwaukee,
yeah,
Miami.
Good one. And if you're a soldier, send us a message, man. I would really appreciate it.
Brazil.
It would be awesome. And don't forget to listen to all our favorite podcasts. You know, there's a list of them. And
Scene, brother.
It's The Scene. And thank you very much. You will be hearing their commercials in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it.
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh,
oh, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And Sirius.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan, with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned.